The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Coming up, LaDonna Gatlin, sister of country music's legendary Gatlin brothers.
My brothers, my family for that matter, had always thought we would always be together.
LaDonna shares her choice to put family over fame and her personal battle with depression that led to a suicide attempt.
It was November the 19th of 2008, and I had reached the end of my rope.
Finding your voice, redefining your life, next. And I understand.
Thank all of you. Thank you very much, and thank you for giving us this opportunity. I'm James Robinson, and my wife, Betty, and I, my wife of 50 wonderful years and 50 years of ministry. I want to remind you, please mark this date down. You can go online, lifetoday.org, and get more information. You must register. Seating is limited. We want you to come. We want our Canadian friends to come. Some of you down under. Christine Kane's going to be speaking. And Beth Moore, Andy Andrews, our pastor Robert Morris, and many others that you'll see listed. But we want to know you're coming, the 18th through the 20th of July. Awaken now. It's a charge. It's a challenge, not just an announcement. It is a necessity. And Betty, I'm positive that Jesus is coming. Before he comes in glory, his glory will come on his church, the family, for we will be as a bride adorned in his glory. He's not coming for a defeated, desecrated, divided, dissentious, mean-spirited church. He's coming for a family that has been awakened. And I believe we're going to be a part of that. So don't miss it. We have a wonderful guest. Most of you have heard of the Gatlin brothers, the Gatlin family. They have a sister who was a part of that group and who was a part of our ensemble praise group when Betty, it was like the church was awakening. The mainline church, charismatics, Pentecostals, others, were finding a new freedom and expression. And LaDonna came and was in our ensemble group with Jeannie Rogers in our great Bible conferences that really awaken so many people to the freedom they could have in worship. Well, LaDonna Gatlin has written a book, The Song in You, Finding Your Voice, Redefining Your Life. Would you welcome the Gatlin brothers' sister, LaDonna, to life today? LaDonna, it's good to see you.
Thank you. Great
We're
to
glad
be
to have you.
Great to
glad
see you.
Glad to have you.
Thank you.
I want you to tell us. I know you've had kind of an unusual journey. Some of our viewers may want to know a little bit about the Gatlin family, and you used
sure.
to be with them singing, and then all
yes.
of a sudden made a change. But you went through some pretty trying moments. Just kind of cut to the chase and tell us a little bit about LaDonna, and then what you really want people to know about the song.
Well, I am the baby in the family. Larry, Steve, Rudy, and moi. And by the time I was less than 1 hour old, my father had a pink ribbon in my hair because he was very proud to finally have a baby girl. And he called me princess.
Oh, boy.
And he made sure that everybody treated me like one. So I have a princess mentality. No,
okay,
I don't really. But my dad is my biggest fan, and so are my three brothers. And it was a great way to grow up. My mother played piano in the church, and she took us to church all the time. Mom and Dad took us to church all the time, and that's how we learned how to sing. And if you go to my website, you can see some pictures, and I think they're going to fly some up here on the screen a little bit, of the three brothers, 2, 4, and 6. They literally were singing at 2, 4, and 6. Rudy had to stand on a Dr. Pepper crate to reach the microphone to be able to sing. And there's a picture of them singing and a very tired-looking woman playing the piano in the background. That would be my mother. And then I came along, and the Gatlin Trio became the Gatlin Quartet. And we sang gospel music all over West Texas and all over the world, for that matter. And then ended up in Nashville, Tennessee in the middle 1970s. Larry went ahead as the eldest brother, and kind of paved the way for the rest of us, got a record deal. and brought us all to Nashville, and we began to sing with him, and, you know, this whole country music thing just began to blossom, and it's like, wow, oh, I guess this is the song we're supposed to be singing, you know? We moved from gospel to country, and in that time frame, I got married to the love of my life, 38 years, to Tim Johnson. And when Tim and I got married in the middle 70s, we just really had a reawakening of our own. And I tell you what'll reawaken you is going to a Dave Reaver meeting. You know him.
Oh, yeah.
And we were in Nashville at the time, and he was having a revival at First Assembly of God Church in Hendersonville, Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
And Tim and I went. We heard his story for the first time and really recommitted our lives to Christ in the middle 70s. And that's when the Lord began to work on us and say, hey, I have a different path for you guys to follow, a different song for you to sing, if you will. And so we recommitted our lives to Christ. But then we had to face the Gatlin boys and tell them what our decision was. And that was a tough one. And that was, it really was, because my brothers, my family, for that matter, had always thought we would always be together as a unit, as the Gatlins. You know, we were called Larry Gatlin Family and Friends back then. So for little sister, and especially the youngest one, and the sister, you know, to say, hey, guys, I got a different song to sing. Well, that went over about like a lead balloon, if you can imagine. And there were some hurt feelings for about the first year or so. And I understand that. I get that, because this really blindsided them. But we left Nashville and moved back out to Texas and joined Dallas Home and became Dallas Home and Praise, which was the musical part of David Wilkerson's Crusade Ministries at the time. And so that's the second chapter in the book is called Do the Right Thing. Actually, the chapters are Growing Up Gatlin and then Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti, Do. And interestingly enough, we end where we begin, by doing the right thing. And the decisions that we make define our lives. And of course, the first and most important decision is to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. And I did that many years ago when I was a little girl, but it wasn't until really the mid-70s that I completely rededicated my life to Christ and to ministry and to what did He want me to do? Was, you know, I think I could have stayed with my brothers. That would have been fine, but that wasn't God's best for Tim and me. He had a different plan for us. So I tell people they went on to produce hit records. I went on to produce two kids. My brothers got famous and I got stretch marks. And it's all because I had a different song to sing. And when I say finding your voice, redefining your life, it's really when you listen to God's voice that you find His voice within you, and then you become the person that He created you to be, so that then you can sing your song to the world. Because we are all fearfully and wonderfully made, uniquely made, and every one of us has something unique to offer in God's kingdom.
Well, you know, when you came with us, do you even know how? Because I'm not aware of how Jeannie Rogers and our praise team connected. I mean, I know we had Dallas.
Sure.
I know Dallas came. I know David Wilkerson and I have been good friends throughout his ministry. I was doing his first Teen Challenge Crusades right after he started Teen Challenge. And David spoke on a number of my Bible conferences. But how did you end up in our ensemble and doing the conferences?
Well, and we loved those, by the way. We always looked
forward
to those.
They were a visitation of the Lord.
I am telling you, we had some amazing, amazing times at those. Dan Smith was the kind of the musical director that Jeannie always, the go-to guy. And we had known Dan forever. And now he pastors a church in Fort Worth, Bethesda. And so he had known Tim and me from doing studio work and background vocals and just of our musical ministry. And so he said, hey, we got some crazy folks over here doing some crazy things for God. You want to be a part of it? And we're like, we're in, you know, we're in. We want to do this. And those are some of our fondest memories.
You know, we actually got to witness the move of God's Spirit in beyond Pentecostal circles into the mainline churches. And it was a real visitation of the Lord. And we were able to bring people in that our Baptist family had never seen, to see a freedom that was so powerful and the liberty so real. It wasn't anything that people were trained to do, just to fall in love with Jesus like a child loving God. And the liberty was phenomenal. Oral Roberts came down to the conference. And he was sitting with me on the platform, and he said, I came, James, because I've been watching and I've seen on television some of the things that are happening, and I was hearing the music. And he said, I had to come and sit here with, you know, 12, 13,000 people. And he said, watch as Pentecostals and Charismatics learn how to really enter into praise. He said, you have literally inspired us in these communities where we thought we knew. You've shown us a liberty and a freedom. Mm-hmm. And you saw that, LaDonna. Mm-hmm. You watched it. It was just really an awakening and a liberty that has really carried on. I mean, it started back in those days, you might say, right in the early 80s and on into the 90s, and it has gone all over the world. And it was something that we watched God do in a very deep way that was totally unexpected, and it wasn't anything worked up. It was just a move of God on
but
people that liberated
let
them.
Let me tell you, it's folks like you that had the courage to lead that and to have the authenticity and the transparency to allow the Lord to lead that through you. We owe you and Betty and this ministry a huge, huge thank you for bringing all of that about, because you stepped out on a limb. I mean, that was a little bit out of your comfort zone.
It was scary.
Absolutely.
It was scary, but I'm
But you were a man of God that heard from the Lord, and you stepped out there. And I know you didn't say all that, so I would say this.
I see
you brought in incredible speakers. And I mean, Tim and I, we would just sit there in awe and listen to you and all the other guys that you brought in. And it was always just such a time of... It nourished our spirits to be there. And you actually paid us to do that. And I'm thinking, I would pay him to let me do this. I mean, wow.
What happened to us, LaDonna, is we were caught up in that river of God's spirit and love. And it wasn't water that you wade in. It was water that just carried us.
That's right.
It was beyond us.
Right.
We just yielded to it, thank God, and he carried us along. You experienced the Lord in wonderful ways. Your journey became a little bit, in some ways, at a point reminiscent of Sheila Walsh. And I was at CBN when Sheila left. What happened to you?
It was November the 19th of 2008, and I had reached the end of my rope. I was officially, clinically depressed. It's called anhedonia, if you want the clinical term, and it means the short answer or the short definition is emotionally incapable of experiencing joy. You've heard people say, some people see the glass half empty, some people see the glass half full. I couldn't see the glass. There was no glass. It was utter hopelessness, utter darkness, utter despair, and I thought I was always going to feel that way. I weighed 20 pounds less than I weigh right now. I was under the care of a psychiatrist. I was taking medications for it. But I just, wrong medications, wrong therapy, it wasn't the right thing for me. And at the end of my rope, on a beautiful fall day, it wasn't raining or cold, it was a beautiful, sunny fall day in my own living room. I took 31 Ambien, and God only knows what all else, because after I took those, there were empty pill bottles all over the place. All I wanted to do, and my co-writer, Dr. Mike Marino, I must credit, wonderful Christian man, PhD in counseling. And he put it like this. He says, nobody really wants to kill themselves. They just want to stop the pain. And I kept thinking, I just want to go to sleep and not wake up anymore. And that's basically what I was saying. I just want to stop the pain, because this darkness and this hole and this utter hopelessness had just consumed me, with my loving husband begging me to eat. Bless his heart, Tim was afraid to go to work in the mornings. He didn't want to leave me by myself. My parents lived right across the street. I was doing everything I knew to do. And yet, it's like when a person has cancer. They have to go get the tumor removed. They have to sometimes have radiation therapy or chemotherapy. My husband's a two-time cancer survivor. You know, we applaud that. Or if you say I'm a heart attack survivor, we applaud that. If you say I'm a suicide survivor, people are kind of like, oh, maybe not so much. And I want it to be that voice or that face to destigmatize this. Depression is a disease, and thank God it is a treatable disease. I have a Christian psychiatrist. I'm on the right medications. And y'all, this is as sane as I am ever gonna be. So you're stuck with it, you know? But I wanna just say, if there is one person listening out there today, if you were where I was on November the 19th of 2008, every day is not gonna feel like that. You think it is, but it is not. I am sitting here today by God's amazing grace. He snatched me from the clutches of death, if for no other reason to say to one person listening out there today, there's hope, there's help, there's healing, and there's life after depression.
We really need oftentimes with certain challenges, someone to walk through it with us. Oh, we need help.
No question.
Confess your sins one to the other.
Absolutely.
That you may be made whole, not feel better, be made whole. There's something about opening up, getting the right person involved that can be trusted with your dilemma, your
Absolutely.
Heartache, your hardship, your pain, mm-hmm. and help you walk through it. Do you agree with that?
Oh, no question. Absolutely. We can't do life alone. I mean, God created Adam, and then he said, that's pretty good. I think I can improve on that. And then man was not meant to be alone.
He made
and then
a great
he created
improvement.
Us.
Do you think that if our viewers get the book that you wrote, that they will find the insight, inspiration, and direction to find some of the answers that they may have been struggling to find?
I do, and I thank God again for the anointing on my co-author, Dr. Mike Marino, to answer those questions and to not, he's not too clinical, but it's clinical enough to give you action steps. If you're feeling like this, do this, but don't do this, and really steps at the end of each chapter that can help you enact what we've talked about in
that
chapter.
And the book is in the bookstores. Do you have a website if people want to know where are you going to be, where are you going to speak, where are you singing, what are you going to do?
Absolutely. It's LaDonnaGatlin.com.
All right.
It's
and find
simple.
Out, because it is possible. If someone wanted to communicate with you and say, could you come help us in our church or our setting, it'd be appropriate for them to communicate with you through your website.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you. We love the Gatlin family. Thank God for them. Thank the Lord for what I believe is a faithful witness that they've done. Not only have they done a good job, but they have said a lot of things and done a lot of things that are meaningful in the entertainment community. They've been, a step up on most all of them.
God's been very good to us.
I want our viewers, LaDonna, to do something that we have found indescribable joy doing, and that is joining our hands and joining together to put God's arms around a broken, hurting world. Mm. You, the viewer, are the ones who tell us what we want to do by saying, I want to do it. I want you to look at a situation that will move you, not just to tears, perhaps, not just concern, but to very positive, meaningful action. And every time we do something important, meaningful, every time we express the heart of God, we're going to experience the life of God in a very special way ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Watch closely.
If brokenness had a face, it would be Darlene's. Her spirit, her will, her body, all at the cruel hand of sex trafficking.
Nhưng bạn chẳng bảo kê
Hàm tớ mình tụ bại Mình ấy chở Chúc ca khăn ô vừa ấy Mình là Của buổi rét tâm vào vậy Nhưng mình đã ấy cũng muốn kể thật ra thân ông Tại bây giờ đó lớn Giờ đúng tư ấp miên nên bông bên tay còn hà Bà mẹ là rằng đôi chơi chơi kháng Mình tờ tờ cái nâng vô tờ lụa ở kê nè lây Ất đai miên Miên là cà phây kháng Anh ấy khởi cho mình xin cùng một bà kia xin cùng mà nghe Xin chăng mình một bà bò ấy mua Đã xin cùng cái pin chất
You know, Betty, you've led an unbelievably sheltered life.
Yeah.
And when you see something like that and that precious girl, what do you feel inside as just a grandmother, a mother, a homemaker?
You know, because I've been so blessed, it's hard to even imagine what these children go through. And they are children. And that precious girl thought that a lady was going to take care of her after her mother died. And ever since that lie, the lies have continued. And if she doesn't obey what they do, they'll torture her or kill her or who knows what they'll do to them. And she says she's living in hell. I would like to know that we can offer her the love of Jesus and let her know there is hope. There is a life that Jesus wants to give her. There is love out there that we want her to have because someone cares, because we care.
I'm going to, you know, Betty and I love to support what we do. That's our team that's there with them. You make it possible for our mission team to go, to bring back reality. You make it possible for the missionaries to stay there, to rescue. Now, you need to know this. That precious girl has been led to Christ, and we're able to get her out of there. Now, that's a miracle. In many ways, it's dangerous. And there are many times that we don't even let you see or know the faces or the names of the mission workers that are directly involved. And it's important. And many times the cameras are hidden cameras. In some instances, we're able to do what you saw there. But she has come to Christ. She's out of that hell. And it happened because of somebody like you. Yeah, it happened because of missionary. It happened because our team went. It happened because somebody like you sent our team and made it possible for the missionary to be there and stay there. Now what the missionaries are asking us to do in order to enable them to keep doing it is to make it possible to care for those girls. It takes $128 right now to rescue a child or a woman or a person out of that hellish traffic, terrible predatory condition that these horrible abusive people have taken her into. That woman lying, using her to pay her debts, and then putting her in that bondage. We can get them out. So here's what we ask you to do. Rescue life. We're going to rescue many children before the predator gets them. We're going to get them out everywhere we can. We're going to put them into a safe haven. We're building life centers. We built the largest outreach life center in Thailand, which is the sex capital of the world. And it has become a haven, a kingdom of heaven, right there in the middle of hell. All because of what you've done. This year, we need to restore one of our life centers in the Ukraine, where a great part of it, nearly all of it, burned. We're going to have $275,000 in restoration. I'm praying 275 friends will just say, I got 1,000. I've got 1,000. And let's knock that out. That's something we didn't expect. But we need to restore that center. The missionaries are just precious, priceless, and the work they're doing. So let's restore that. But we need to raise, we're going to have to raise $1 million to do what we've already put our hand to do with the missionaries to help them fulfill the outreach to rescue hundreds and hundreds of children and women from the sex trafficking. Would you dial the number? Take your bank card. Make a $128 gift if you can, $1,280, rescue 10. Whatever you can do, help us restore the life center that's been damaged. Please. Make the call. Put it on your bank card. Use it like it's a check. If you write a check, make it to Life or go online, lifetoday.org. We have some special gifts we want to give you that'll bless you. Betty's story, Free to Be Me. Many of you are going to relate to it. We'll be so glad to send it to you. Life Application Study Bible. We want to bless you. Thank you for helping rescue these precious women and precious children. Can't do it without you. You do what God puts on your heart.
Human trafficking. It's hard to believe it's happening. But at this very moment, innocent boys and girls, many very young, are being forced into sexual slavery and exploited in every way imaginable. And someone must save them. Through Mission Rescue Life, you can help reach, rescue, and restore thousands of children from the horrors of the sex trade in Thailand, Cambodia, India, Ukraine, and many other nations. Your gift today of only $128 will help rescue a child and change their life forever. And with gifts of $64 or $32, we will combine your gifts with others to help reach, rescue, and restore one more child from the horrors of their kidnappers. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you Free to Be Me, Betty Robison's updated account of how she moved from fear and insecurity to true freedom. You'll also receive the companion journal for your quiet time and daily reflections. With your gift of $128 or more to help rescue a child, be sure to request your copy of the Life Application Study Bible. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,000 or more to help rebuild the Life Center in Ukraine, destroyed by fire, or $1,280 to help rescue 10 children, and you may request the limited edition bronze sculpture titled Christian. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Betty and I want to say thanks in behalf of precious women like the one you just saw, and so many little children that we're rescuing before they get them. Betty's book, Free to Be Me, I like that girl. 50 years married this year, remember the anniversary conference, 18 to 20, in July at Gateway Church, right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. You need to pre-register. Would you join Betty and me in saying thanks to LaDonna Gatlin, the song in you, Finding Your Voice, Redefining Your Life.
Thank you so much.
Blessing to the Gatlin family. Blessing you, LaDonna. Thank you for being a blessing to us in so many ways.
God bless you.
Thank you for helping us bless people all over the world. Appreciate your help right now and your prayer.
Join James and Betty Robison July 18th through the 20th for the Awaken Now Conference at Gateway Church in Southlake, Texas, featuring inspiring speakers such as Governor Mike Huckabee, Pastor Tony Evans, international Bible teacher and author Beth Moore, New York Times best-selling author and speaker Andy Andrews, and many more, including musical guests such as Big Daddy Weave. Register today for this once-in-a-lifetime event celebrating 50 years of ministry with James and Betty Robison. Go to lifetoday.org.
And this is Little Hershey.
Awaken to God's wonder with Margaret Feinberg next week. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.